Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
I think on Sunday it's the launch of an official T-shirt done by Project Futures. Did you know Stephen Khalil, who does all the unbelievable bridal gowns?
I've seen some of his gowns. Yeah. They're beautiful.
Yeah, and I had to have a look last night too. So this guy is, you know, at the high end of it. And he's got together with Claire Pearson, the CEO of Project Futures, a charity, which, Claire, you're so passionate about. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the topic of human trafficking. How did this all come about?
Absolutely. So Project Futures is a charity work in Australia and Cambodia, and basically we're raising money and awareness for victims of sex trafficking and exploitation. So buying a T-shirt is literally changing a life. All of the profits are going towards supporting victims in restoring their life and really giving them some hope. So one T-shirt, for instance, is enough to buy a bicycle for a little girl to get to school every day so she can get an education, or two T-shirts would equal 12 months worth of medical care if she's, you know, been repeatedly abused and potentially infected with HIV or AIDS.
So what was it for you, Claire, that really resonated with you in order to actually want to do something to help this cause so much?
Earlier in the year, I went across to Cambodia and I did a 400K cycle across the country, learning about the issue and history. And I was lucky enough to actually meet 56 of the girls that were actually supporting with this funding. The youngest one was only 3 years old, and I think when I heard her story that she didn't know her name and she could never have children because of the abuse she'd suffered, or her date of birth, just basic human rights, I thought it's really important that if we have the opportunity to make a difference and we have the resources to do something, whether that be big or small, we should do it. And so we just came back and we started working.
The profits from human trafficking are crazy. I mean, it's right up there with drugs and everything else in the world. How do you think this can be eradicated?
Yeah, it's a really tough one, isn't it? Because it's, you know, often it feels just so overwhelming, the whole issue. Because it requires not just one charity or one person to do something. It needs to be a government initiative as well. But I suppose while there's demand, the industry will continue to thrive. So for us, it's really been about talking to men who are the ones using their services, and not shaming them, but sort of saying to them, make sure that you're using services that have girls that are willing to work there, that are being treated appropriately. And sometimes, look, that is difficult, but definitely if you're going to a sort of a backyard setup,
of course, yeah.
Or the girl looks very malnourished or, is bruised or looks scared, then that's not the service to be using.
Do you think that there are women that are willing to be a part of the services?
Yes, obviously there are people doing that. So I think it's, people really just need to step up and use their voice to try and create change, whether that's, impacting one person or 10 or 1,000 people, it really doesn't matter. It's stepping up and saying this isn't okay, and we all need to be part of that voice. We need to be united, because when we expose one person, we potentially actually expose many through that process, because it empowers other people to speak up and it shines a light on what's actually happening in that particular service or what one particular service may be doing that's inappropriate.
You mentioned the T-shirts, and done by not just any old designer, Stephen Khalil, and available, is it this Sunday?
So you can buy the T-shirts on our website.
Okay.
They launch this Sunday, which is really exciting. I mean, we're so lucky that Stephen lent his time and his talent to create this beautiful T-shirt, completely ethically sourced, Australian made. You know, it's a first of its kind for us, but also for him. So it's been a really amazing collaboration. And the T-shirt's just beautiful. You know, it's a little bit of Stephen on a budget, and it's a way to really have a voice and help change potentially what's happening in Australia and overseas. Every time you wear that T-shirt, you create a conversation about the issue.
That's right, and the more people talking about it, the better it is, the more awareness that everyone can spread on that, and the profits do go to this, and it's really important because it is a non-for-profit organisation.
That's right, yes. So every dollar will go back directly into the charity. You can actually see on our website also to our impact report, so it tells you how the money was used, how many girls or women it supported, new initiatives or programs that it delivered. So it's very transparent, which I think is really important because people want to know that if they're going to put their money towards something, that it's actually getting to the people that need it most.
Well, there could be a boy in the car right now and a girl asking their parents exactly what this conversation is about, and I guess that's why we want to be able to create this reach. So we appreciate your time this morning and look forward to Sunday, the official launch. That was Project Futures CEO Claire Pearson. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast, Hit 105.5.